Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Elliott Maddux. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Librand. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Charlie Librand. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliott Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Collins who is chasing the ball. Norman reaches third base with a triple. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen strikes out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tavares is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Librand. Mozzilli moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Charlie Librand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librand bunts towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Swan. Collins scores. Concepcion moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Norman strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Henderson moves to third. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares bunts towards first. Dreesen fields the ball and throws to Librand covering. Safe. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavares moves to third. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Tavares scores. Maddox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Bench and he is out, Knight applying the tag. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Librand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librand is 0 for 0 in the game. Librand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Collins reaches second base with a double. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Norman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Mario Soto now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson scores. Norman moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norman moves to third. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-2 in the game. Swan bunts towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norman scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Bench and he is out, Kennedy applying the tag. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Norman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Mario Soto. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a pop-up towards first. Mazzilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins bunts towards third. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Collins steals second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swan bunts towards the mound. Baer fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tavares strikes out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flynn scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-3 in the game. Dreesen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Dreesen reaches second base with a double. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dreesen scores. It's 6-3, Mets. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Knight moves to second. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Doug Baer. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's Mets 6, Reds 6. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Collins bunts towards first. Mazzilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. 2 outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-4 in the game. Griffey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 6. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hume now pitching. Sam Mahias now playing center field. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-4 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. 1 out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. Henderson hits a line drive towards short. Concepcion reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. It's 7-6, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from bench and he is out, Concepcion applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dreesen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.